This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We've got some more of your made-up festivals. It's two all on bangers, so it's the decider between me and Chris today. Also, for Chris's DJ set in the toilet next week in Ibiza, we road test some tunes in actual toilets. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. We made it to Friday, Chris.
I am so pleased it's Friday.
Yep.
Just well up for a weekend now.
Oh, hang on. You might want to write down for running out of music. That last track sounds like it has the casualty theme in it. Write that down. We'll investigate if that's actually true. Write that down. Hello, Will, who's listening. So pleased it's Friday. Also, Nick and Sean driving from Leeds to Cardiff on their way home after working all week. Really feels like Friday vibes today, doesn't it?
Defo.
So, on the show yesterday, Danny Howard revealed that he's managed somehow to get Chris a DJ set in Ibiza at Radio 1's Ibiza Weekend, which is next weekend.
It's nuts. I've never been to Ibiza before. If you're going to go, this is surely the way to do it. Mate, well, it is like a life goal, that. And it's just landed on me. I feel so lucky.
We also had some Ibiza purists on Twitter yesterday going, can you stop saying Ibiza?
Okay.
Ibiza.
Ibiza.
No. Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Good.
But Ibiza! Mate, it's happening. I'm on this lineup. It's brilliant. Have you seen the names that I'm on with?
Yeah, I mean, well, you're not on with them. You're in a different room.
I am, though.
You're not, though. But yeah, you're in the toilets where they're in the other room. But
same club.
It's the same club. It's at that new nightclub, High. And it's happening next weekend. We've got a little bit of an experiment coming up at 1:45 this afternoon. We're going to get some of you on in toilets all over the UK and play some tracks to see if they work. And if they do work in your toilet at your workplace, then Chris will add them into his set next weekend, cos also in a toilet.
Also, we've only got a week now, and I've noticed my name's not on the posters or anything like that, so I think we just need to sort of start ramping it up this week.
Oh, actually, news on that. I've got something to play you in a minute, which will make you very happy.
Brilliant.
A bit of recognition for you for your set next week.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Ellie in Bournemouth says, I've really enjoyed hearing this week. She says, always a good day when you turn on the radio, just as Fickle Friends are playing. I really like them. Molly is recovering from the Royal Welsh Show. She saw them back in May. So glad it's Tune of the Week. And see another bit of info about the band. Someone says, Harry from Fickle Friends trained me to fit kitchens and bathrooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Remember,
a claim.
It feels like ages ago now, which was the first day we played the track where Natty from the band was making couscous in her kitchen whilst listening to her Tune of the Week being played. Thanks, Fickle Friends, for your Tune of the Week. That is glue. Tom Zanetti has a new track. Maybe you could drop that next week.
Could do.
Do you want to hear something good?
Yes, okay. Yes, I'm excited for this.
We've slightly modified the big trail for Ibiza.
Good.
Check this.
One. Next weekend, we return to the party capital of the world.
Can't wait!
BBC Radio 1 in Ibiza.
Are we doing Ibiza?
It all begins next Friday night when I will be live back from the new High Nightclub
with Eric Prince,
Tiga,
Pete Tong,
Kulch,
Pete Raves,
and
Chris Stark in the toilets.
Then on Saturday and Sunday nights, we're taking over Cafe Mambo with more huge names, including Disciples, Jessie Ware, and some very special guests.
See the full lineup at the Radio 1 website.
Do you like that?
That's perfect.
You see, I'm not bitter.
That's what it's about.
I'm not bitter. Chris Duck in the toilets.
In the toilets.
Good, eh?
Scott Mills.
That's big. Tom Zanetti, Karen Hardy, and more on BBC Radio 1. Faye and Fionn are loving the tunes today. They are on the M6 heading to the Lakes to celebrate completing their foundation programme. Helena's with them as well. When you're doing your set in the toilets, will Chris be at the tap end? No, there's no baths. There's just loo's in there.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It all sounds a bit strange anyway, doesn't it?
But where you're playing in the toilets, they're unisex toilets. But it's like a proper DJ setup as well. And it's quite big, but then you are in front of the loo's.
Mate, I've heard the room's banging.
Yeah. Oh, and it's going to be good. But we need to really work out what you're going to play because it's next weekend. So we've got some listeners on to help. In the next 15 minutes, they're going to be on location in toilets, mostly in their workplace, all over the UK. We're going to road test some of these tunes and see, because they're in a loo, what works and what doesn't.
Good
it's
idea.
Coming up. All right. Iggy Azalea now. Got to tell you, that has grown on me so, so much. Isn't on your game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that why you like it so much?
No, because never played it. But I just really like it. It's a good gimmick, that, isn't it?
What?
Everything.
Like this and then going really high.
I start off low and go really high. It really is working for me, that. Everything, and can't do.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris is playing Ibiza next weekend in a toilet of High Nightclub. It's more glamorous than it sounds, I think.
I'm actually very excited for it, Scott.
Mm.
And all the big DJs want to play the toilets in that particular club in Ibiza, so it's actually an honour.
What we're going to do is road test some tracks now. We've got people in toilets right now all over the UK, and we're going to play some tracks to them and see if they work in the toilets, OK?
Yeah.
And then if they do, then you can add them to your set.
You know how different songs work in different environments?
Yeah.
It's kind of like research, this.
Yeah, this is like market research for your set next week. Hello, line one, who's that?
It's Nathan from Sheffield.
Nathan, I can hear that you're in the toilet right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anyone in the cubicles around you? I take it you've gone for the cubicle.
No, there's another toilet next to me, then there's a kitchen, but okay. No one there.
Okay, Nathan, wait right there. You're about to be part of the experiment. Line two, who's this?
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
It's Hayley from Leamington Spa.
Are you in the loo?
I am indeed.
Oh, it's not that echoey, your one.
Oh, that's good.
Are you definitely in the loo? Can you prove it?
I can try. Do you want me to turn the hand dryer on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's in the loo.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you ready to road test these Ibiza tunes?
We'll give it a go.
Okay. Are you at work?
I am, yeah.
Excellent. Just have a little break there for a Friday. Hello, line three.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Luke from Ipswich.
Luke from Ipswich, are you at work?
I am indeed.
And are you in the toilet, please?
I am.
Now, are you sat on the toilet, or are you just sort of in the cubicle? Describe the scene.
No, I am sat on the toilet. It's not a cubicle, it's like a private bathroom kind of thing. There is one adjoining, though, so if the women go to the bathroom, they can probably hear this conversation right now.
Okay.
Are you trousers down?
No, I'm fully clothed. I like to add.
Would it be more comfortable for you if you dropped trowel?
We can't see you.
Just weird when you got trousers on the rim. Mm.
Go on then, why not?
Yeah,
why
go
not?
On. Yeah, treat yourself.
Go on. Belt off, trousers down. Enjoy yourself.
I think that'll give it more of an authentic, does it sound good in the toilet experience. Yeah. Right, so guys, all three of you are going to road test these Ibiza tracks in the loos after this. Please hold. Stay in there. Lock yourself in.
Scott Mills.
So we now have three people on the line in toilets all over the UK. Nathan, Hayley and Luke. Hi, guys.
Hi.
They're all locked in their work toilets, ready to take part in this experiment. Chris is playing Radio 1's Ibiza Weekend in a toilet in High Nightclub next weekend. We need to road test some of these tracks because he doesn't really know what to play. You're all in a toilet, so you'll get the idea whether these tracks are working for you in there or not. Here's what you do, guys. If you don't like the track, which I'm playing you, please flush the loo, which means the track is not one Chris should put in his set, and we will move on to the next track. All good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ready?
We're going to Ibiza.
Oh.
Crap.
Who flushed?
Nathan.
Anyone else?
Yeah, Hayley.
Luke, you were fine with it, were you?
I'm fine with that. Why not?
Yeah, two out of three.
Two
not,
flushes,
not
good.
That.
No. All right, next.
Yes.
Yes, Queen.
Yeah.
Am I hearing any flushing?
No. Mine's filling back up. Ignore it.
Yours is what?
It's filling back up. It needs time to refill, doesn't it? But no, I think they like this one in general.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it weren't a stinker. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay, write that down. That's a
sandstorm.
Definite. Definite. Ready for next one, guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
If it doesn't work in your toilet, flush.
Yeah, I can get down.
Who's flushing?
Me, Hayley.
Don't like it, no?
What are you saying?
Nah.
Really? It's Ibiza classic. Let's see if this one will work in the toilet where Chris is playing next weekend in Ibiza. Flush if you hate it.
I'm disappointed.
Oh, who flushed then?
I won, Nathan.
Nathan did? And Luke did? Hayley?
No, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that would sound good in the toilet.
It does.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one with a very good title for the toilet situation that you find yourself in. It's called Shake It. See if this works.
Yeah, it's a show.
What, for Ibiza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
The thing is, it might not be an Ibiza one on paper, but think about it. We're in the toilets in Ibiza, so maybe it just does work there.
So, Metro Station Shake It got no flushes.
Yeah.
No flushes from me. No flush.
Great, no flush.
They like it. No flushing?
Sorry,
okay. Agnes there with the toilet classic Release Me. Remember, you're flushing if you think it won't work in Chris's Ibiza toilet DJ set next week. You ready for next one?
Yeah.
Something inside so strong.
Oh, great job, Chris.
Oh, who flushed?
Me.
No, not
me.
Oh. Who flushed for that?
Hayley.
Luke. Nathan.
Oh, all three.
It's a three flush. It's a no-go, that one.
I just thought lyrically it was good.
Nice idea, though, Scott.
Okay, I think this will work in the toilet. Once again, mostly cos lyrics. Now it's solid.
Solid as a rock. I like that one.
Someone flushed. Who flushed?
Hayley.
Oh. Hayley, you're being a bit of a fun sponge with this one.
Well, yeah, but you can't play that in a toilet, can you?
I think it'd be fun. Right, so you liked out of that lot Release Me, Agnes, Darude, Sandstorm, and weirdly, Metro Station Shake It. So, Chris, put all three of those in your set next week, please.
Can I tell you something?
Okay, good. Yeah.
I've been doing all these dancing and that in your toilet at work. It's called Squat Mills.
Squat Mills.
What do you mean your toilet's called Squat Mills?
You know, ages ago, when you renamed that bridge...
Yeah.
Well, we named a toilet after you called Squat Mills.
Right.
What an honour.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I've been partying in the toilet in you.
Well, that is... that is an absolute honour. Guys, thank you so much for being part of this important experiment.
No problem.
You've really helped us out with Chris's set next week. Thank you. Actual toilet research there on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
That is Louis Tomlinson, BB Rexha and Digital Farm Animals. Back to you on BBC Radio 1. Loads of new music on New Music Friday still to come. I'm going to play you the new Charlie XCX track, which is called Boys. That's coming up. Chris is watching the video at the moment.
Yeah, you just told me to watch the video.
Just keen on what you think there.
It's just lots of boys, different situations.
See, I like it because, right, there's so many pop videos, in fact, 99% of them, where, like, it's all girls doing, like, sexy poses.
Mm.
This is just one with boys for a change. They're, like, actually, Charlie XCX said to Annie Mac, they're doing all the sexy things that girls usually do in music videos.
Although, I was just watching the Louis Tomlinson and Bibi Rexha. And obviously she's doing quite a lot of those sort of sexy poses and stuff like that. Him not so much.
Yeah. Is he, let me guess, is he in a Alessi tracksuit?
He is in a tracksuit.
Right.
But he's not up against the walls of the tunnel there,
yeah.
Sort of spreading himself.
We're going to play Charlie XCX's new track, Boys, coming up. Keep watching and let me know what your favourite part of the video is. You got Charlie Puth in there, you've got Connor Franta, Joe Jonas, Tom Daley... Cameron Dallas, Casper Lee, just take your pick.
One.
That's Craig David one more time. So, Grimmy, Clara, me and Greg have filmed these little videos to promote Radio 1's Summer Mix. They're on Radio 1 Twitter and Insta, and I think on TV as well. And I play the role of a picnic basket, which is normal. So in the lid of the picnic basket, they've cut a Scott Mills face-sized hole, and I'm like a talking picnic basket.
It's bizarre.
It's really weird.
And so it's like you're in the basket, or it's like you are the basket.
Yeah,
actually,
you'll see it come up on your timeline, and
it's a bit like the face on Teletubbies, and the same. It's sort of your face is blending into the picnic basket.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by wicker.
Hello, Scott Mills here. Today I'm having a really normal morning at work, and I'm playing the part of a picnic basket for Radio 1 Summer Mix Trail. I've also got a really itchy nose, but I can't actually scratch it right now. So yeah. How's your life working out? It's really comfortable in here.
It was really hurting my face towards the end. It'll be on your timeline. Summer Mix is at 3:45 today. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. With those Summer Mixes, you know that you are playing in Ibiza next weekend.
Yep, that's happening.
In some toilets, in High Nightclub. I've sorted you out some practice. So, next Thursday, you are mixing both of the Summer Mixes live.
So, Grimmy Show and then us in the afternoon, yeah?
That's correct, yes. Just thought... because it'd be nearly time...
There's not much notice on all of this, is there?
It'd be nearly time to go then. Yeah. So, Thursday, live mixing, 9:45 and 3:45. Okay, hon?
Banging. Keen.
You don't seem put off by that.
No,
I'd be terrified.
Up for it.
Scott Mills. Last week on the show, we were talking about family festivals. Not like big ones like Reading or Leeds. Ones that families and friends have in their back gardens. We've got some more examples from you lot after three. Loads of great Friday tunes. This is The Weeknd on Radio 1 now. People always talk about the ones that got away. That's The Weeknd and Rockin'. Esme and Lila are off to their grandparents for the weekend in Wales. Also, we've got Rob and Abby, who have just stopped at Fleet Services on the M3 and are dismayed to see that the Scott Mills Bridge is closed. Yeah, babes, it's essential refurbishment, but please do keep checking back to the bridge.
It'll come back surely stronger.
They are going to open it again, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so. Just throw some money at the situation. You should be chipping in. Maybe that's what they're waiting for.
No.
Your bridge.
I'll be back. I'll do the reopening. And also the Cornish lads on Ben Stagdo, already on it in Bristol. Good luck, everybody.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Here's Ben. Hello, Ben in Leicester.
Hello.
Too many Bens, I'm getting confused. You all right?
Yes, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, good. So what are you doing at the moment?
I'm just currently at work.
Okay, what do you do?
I work in marketing.
Okay.
Cool. Well, you've got a very important decision today because it's 2-2 on bangers.
Oh, who
two? Two all.
Draw, mate.
Yeah.
So, So you are going to have the deciding vote today. So you've got to pick very, very carefully because obviously I want to win the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, Ben, but you sound like you're really smartly dressed. I bet you're in a suit and tie combo at the moment, aren't you?
I normally am, but it's Dress Down Friday.
Dress Down Friday, isn't it, Scott? You're not thinking it through. Well, we don't have a Dress Down Friday here, because Dress
Every
Down
day.
Anymore.
Every day.
I mean, wearing anything.
I couldn't dress down anymore. What do you wear on a Dress Down, then? What are you wearing right now?
So I'm just wearing jeans, T-shirt, shirt and trainers.
That must feel good after a week in a suit, you know?
Yeah, it does get annoying. It's nice just to chill in your own clothes and work.
Okay, who do you normally choose on bangers?
Normally you, Scott.
Do you? Okay. You like you like the cut of my jib, do you? You like the you like the music style that I provide?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Okay. Right, this is what I got for you today.
That's a tune.
Oh. You two have got a thing going on. There's some kind of bond between you both there. You're on a level, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Same level.
Oh, okay, so I've got Jay Sean and Down. I've not heard that for ages.
I've got a feeling you're going to go for Scott, Ben, but I'm going to offer you something different, something cool. Here's the cut of my jib.
I like that phrase.
This is my jib. This is Breach, Everything I Never Had, tune.
Oh, that is a tune.
Oh, yeah, you feeling my jib?
Oh, yeah.
So can you stop saying that now? I think we've done the joke. Okay.
What is a jib?
I don't know what it is. Okay, let's make that decision. It's Friday. It's 2-2. Who are you going to go for?
Oh, it's a tough one. I know I normally do go to you, Scott.
Go on.
Come on. And I think I'm going to go again.
What?
To you, Scott.
Yes! No!
Seems that lots of people are calling the cops on me today.
Yeah, I think you should be taken down. That's what the judge should be saying to you.
Am I going down, officer?
Yes. Also, you're under a citizen's arrest.
No, you're under a citizen's arrest.
Because that was out...
you're under a citizen of the West.
Because that was outrageous. And,
why outrageous?
Just lots of people on saying, well, that's a terrible decision. Well, so you're under a citizen... No, you're on. Scott
Mills. Do you remember last week on the show, we were talking about people who put on their own festivals and they'll even have, like, wristbands and they'll do flyers... But often, these festivals are just in their own back garden with their family and friends. I then, maybe wrongly, accuse these people of being poshos, because surely they're just garden parties, but you're giving it a name and you're putting wristbands on pretending you're at Glastonbury.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you got to be posh to do one of these festivals, Scott.
Kind of does.
No, I was saying, like, some of my friends even do this.
Yeah, your posh friends.
Well, they are a little bit posh,
they
actually,
are.
Granted.
Yes.
But no, I think a lot of people do these sort of festivals with friends and families in their back garden. It's fun.
But to the point where they give it a name and you have to have a wristband to get in. That's weird.
Mate.
Just have a party.
And all sorts. You know, like those big signs when you turn up at festivals that you have pictures in front of? People make their own versions of those. Some people even have a little stage.
I'm still not convinced. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Have you got a festival?
Yeah, I have. I have, yeah. It's called Joe Fest.
Because you're Joe.
Clever.
Yeah, it's very imaginative.
And what occurs at Joe Fest?
Well, everything you'd have at a festival, really, I guess. So we've got two stages, and we've got about 15 bands and acts, and we've got...
Surely this is a festival?
It kind of is, but it kind of, like, it grew out of being a back garden festival, if you like.
Well, how did it escalate?
We did it for my 18th, and it seemed pretty cool, so we're like, oh, this is quite good. Why don't we try and make it a proper festival? So we just thought, why not? And we're kind of doing it now.
What I love about this as well is whenever you hear the name of a festival, it's obvious that that's the hashtag. So right now, I'm just looking up hashtag JoeFest. And you have made it an actual thing, haven't you?
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a website and wristbands and everything. And
two
big signs.
Stages?
Yeah.
And this all came out of your 18th, and you're like, this is quite good, let's do it again. And it's just grown from there.
Pretty much, yeah. And I know a few people who play in bands and things, so I kind of just said, do you want to come and play? And then they asked their mates as well, and now we've got all these people coming.
And how's the site spread out? What are the names of things and stuff?
Well, we're trying to think about what to name things, so we kind of put it to a public vote on Facebook and see what people want to name stuff after. So our main stage is named after Danny and Nicky Cowley, who are the local football managers.
Yeah.
And then we've got the David Attenborough car park, the Michelle Obama food court, and... We've still got a few bits to name, actually.
What about the toilets?
Well, we were thinking about this, and I know that there has been campaigns in the past to get Scott named after lots of things, like the bridge on the services.
Yeah.
So we were wondering if you would do us the honour of being the official name for the official Joe Fest Portaloos.
I would be absolutely honoured to do that, Joe.
It'd be great, and we'll get a big sign up for you and everything.
Yeah.
And, a bit of a plaque. Yeah, it'd be great.
Take me saying this to you as you're a blue tick, all right?
Okay, got
it's
that.
Fine by me.
That is going to sort of raise the, you know, it's going to make the festival so much better, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Charge more for entry now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, amazing that you're part of Joe Fest. See, you're liking this idea now, aren't you?
Portaloos at Joe Fest.
You're part of the Joe Fest family now, Scott.
Right, that's awesome. A lot of toilet chat on the show today, so yeah.
One.
More back garden festivals after we have this Friday moment together. Are you ready?
Sure.
Lady Gaga, Just Dance. I remember, I don't know what university it was, but they had booked Lady Gaga just before that song came out, and she still had to play. Was it Leicester or...?
That's mad. So she ended up at a student union.
Yeah, they booked Lady Gaga before that track went massive. And
perfect
obviously
timing.
She had to honour agreements. But then by the time it came for the gig, that song was massive. Imagine that, Lady Gaga in your SU. You need to shut your Playboy mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's Just Dance on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
That sounded amazing. Hello, Gloria.
Hi there.
What's that accent, please?
Oh, I'm American from Los Angeles.
I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, good.
So have you got a festival?
Well, for my birthday in June this year, since I've never been to Glastonbury, I thought I would bring Glastonbury to me. And I decided to throw a party called Glaston Birthday with a Glastonbury theme and show the festival, have it on in the TV in the kitchen, you know, and have my guests partying outside with some Prosecco. And
that's more a house party.
Gloria, you've got the
festival.
TV on in the kitchen.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was, I didn't know, didn't bring the TV outside or anything, but... the kitchen is like the double doors lead outside, so you could hear the we linked it to my Alexa.
I'll get you.
You know, so it was there to view if you wanted to view it, but you could definitely hear the live music
not
outside.
Festival. And what's it called?
Glaston Birthday. So I just, I just decorated my garden outside
really
with... We do like hay bales and bunting, and that's quite cool. Signage.
Oh, that makes it a bit more like a festival for Glastonbury birthday. So you got a few hay bales there,
and it's your birthday as well. So that
so
works.
Glastonbury birthday.
As long as you enjoyed it and your friends.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, maybe next year I'll have some live music and actually do some sort of a mini festival, my own festival.
You can even theme it around a different festival, couldn't you? You could do Reading birthday or Leeds.
Thanks so much for being on, Gloria.
All right, well, thank you.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Have you got a festival?
We have got a festival.
Okay, was it your own?
It's not our own festival, no. It's a local village festival, and it's run by like a local village committee called the Cockwood Mariners.
Okay, awesome. What's the name of it?
It's called Cockfest.
Yep. There it is.
Obviously.
And that's the Cockwood Village.
Yeah, Cockwood Village in South Devon.
All right. And what happens at Cockfest?
Well, basically, it's like a little mini festival. We have three bands, a barbecue, there's face painting for the kids. It's all on the village green. There's usually about 200-odd people that go.
Oh, that's busy.
It sounds good.
I'm just trying to Google it at the moment.
No, don't do that, please. Devon in.
Devon Cockfest.
Yeah, I wouldn't just Google Cockfest.
Yeah, got you.
No.
All right. No. Well, good to hear about it, Becky. Thanks for being on.
That's okay.
Wasn't expecting that. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills.
The video features lots of boys. Chris has watched it more than once today. That's Charlie XCX on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, I particularly... there's a lot of cameos in there. For me, MNEK is awesome. He's
and
got
Diplo.
These sort of colourful puppies.
Diplo's good.
Go on, what's Diplo doing?
No, that's just Grimmy's favourite bit. I've not seen that bit yet.
Right.
But apparently Diplo's good, so Grim says.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you've got Casper Lee in there. Loads of boys. And Charlie XCX, they're collecting all the Mario coins. We're back on Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.